USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
More than 25,000 National Guard troops are heading for Washington, D.C. to secure Wednesday's inauguration, while the FBI and military officials are vetting all of the soldiers assigned to the nation's capital. Officials say they're making sure there's no possibility of an insider threat of violence to the inauguration following the riots at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller said in a statement Monday that while they had no direct intelligence pointing to an insider threat, they're leaving no stone unturned in securing the Capitol. Acting Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security Pete Gaynor tells Fox News he'd called on that level of troop involvement to ensure the peaceful transition of power.
I think after the 6th of January, everyone is on heightened senses, heightened alert. What happened on the 6th is absolutely uncalled for. You know, it's horrible in our history. And to make sure that, again, we have peaceful transfer of power on the 6th, we want to make sure that, you know, we don't wish we didn't go far enough.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
China says their economy has recovered to nearly where it was before the COVID pandemic. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Chinese officials said Monday that their GDP expanded by 4.9% in the third quarter from a year earlier, putting China's economy back toward its pre-coronavirus levels. The Wall Street Journal says China revived its economy in three stages. First, by shutting down most economic activity. In April of 2020, authorities got factories revved up again, allowing exports to increase. Then in the third quarter, authorities began encouraging consumers to venture out and open up their wallets. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And country superstar Garth Brooks says he'll be performing at Wednesday's inauguration. Brooks announced Monday that he'd perform at the Capitol, calling the opportunity a chance to serve and not a political statement, but a statement of unity. They'll join already announced performers Lady Gaga and Jennifer Lopez. Brooks also performed at the inauguration of President Obama in 2008. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
California is struggling with a record number of coronavirus infections, and some health officials say the surge hasn't peaked yet. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
California is the first state in the nation to pass 3 million coronavirus cases. Los Angeles County has been hit particularly hard with over a million cases to date. Dr. Michael Osterholm is with the University of Minnesota's Center for Infectious Disease and Research and Policy. He tells MSNBC he believes the worst is yet to come.
Well, I've often been trying to call this pandemic much like a baseball game to give you a sense of where I think we are. And unfortunately, I've been saying for several months that I think we're basically at the bottom of the third or top of the fourth. And I don't think we're much farther than that right now. I worry that the very darkest days of the pandemic will be before us, even though we have vaccine coming, which is a very, very good thing. I think this new variant, this mutated virus that we're seeing in England, Ireland, and elsewhere, which is now here in the United States, means that we could have really our roughest days in the immediate months ahead.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Vanderbilt's women's basketball team has decided to end their season because of a continuing COVID outbreak. The squad has only managed to play 8 games on the year, with 4 cancellations and 2 conference games postponed. They join a growing list of women's programs who have stopped their seasons, including Duke, Virginia, and San Jose State. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.